which were located, had had a guy bring in a giant silver nail and pay him 100 obols to turn it into a chalice and keep his mouth shut about it. Only the smith had got to celebrating his good fortune last night, and had had too much to drink, and had bragged to some of his cronies after swearing them to secrecy. Today, a man's life was worthless if he had anything to do with the metalworking or jewelry trades. Those who were out after the spike were getting desperate. They were stumbling over each other and causing a lot of damage in the process. Mostly to one another. The Greys were late getting into the game, but when they did not fool around. They came with a vengeance, sweeping through the city, confiscating every piece of silver they found, on the assumption the spike could have been turned into anything by now. They tried giving claim chits, but people were having none of that. They had been robbed by the military before. There was resistance. There was localized rioting. People and soldiers were hurt and killed. But there were too many soldiers, and even now most people were not angry enough to rebel. "Pretty sneaky fish," Smeds told the old man, walking down a street where he felt safe talking. "Mean sneaky." It worked. That don't mean I'm proud of it. It worked all right. But for how long? I figure 3-4 days. Maybe 5 if I feed the rumor a couple of new angles. Plus however long it takes Gossamer and Spider Silk to decide the spike isn't in any of the silver the soldiers are collecting up. So we'll be all right for maybe a week. Unless one of the freelancers stumbles onto us somehow. But in the long run, we're still had. They'll get us one way or another. Unless this backward siege breaks. Let even 10 people get out of the city and get away, and you've opened the whole world up to the search. Because if there's a successful breakout, the man who has the spike is sure to be one of the first people gone. He is. Wouldn't you figure that, if you were in the place of the twins? I guess. Every day they send more men to guard the walls. I don't know, but I think they're maybe working against a deadline. If they are, we might use that against them. A deadline? How's that? Those two aren't anywhere near top dogs in the Empire. Sooner or later, their bosses have got to get suspicious about what they're up to, or one of them might decide to come up here and grab off the spike for himself. We should have left the sucker where it was and settled. We should have. But we didn't. We have to live and maybe die with that. And make no mistake, Smets. We're in a fight for our lives. You, me, Timmy, Tully, we're all dead if they ever get close to us. If you're trying to scare the shit out of me, Fish, you're doing a damned good job. I'm trying to scare you because I'm petrified myself, and you're the only one I think is steady enough to help me. Tully doesn't have any backbone at all, and Timmy has been living in kind of a daze.